I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Another audio message from Muammar Gaddafi today. The former Libyan dictator is still in hiding, but he's vowing that Libya will be engulfed in flames as he and his supporters fight back against the rebels.
Let it be a long battle. We will fight from place to place, from city to city, from hill to hill, from mountain to mountain. Let it be a long battle so that we can show them that they cannot rule the Libyan people. They cannot subjugate our tribes. Let it be a long battle until our final victory.
Gaddafi's defiant message was broadcast just as Libya's rebels, now in control of most of the country, extended their deadline for loyalists to surrender. And it came as rebel leaders were hailed as Libya's new government at an international summit in Paris. This afternoon, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spoke to reporters in Paris about the challenges facing Libya now.
We know from experience that winning a war is no guarantee of winning the peace that follows. That is why, even as we sought to protect civilians and pressured Gaddafi to step down, we have supported the Libyans as they laid the groundwork for a transition to democracy that is just, inclusive, and sustainable.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton speaking at the summit on Libya in Paris today. Libyans have lived through a very difficult 6 months since the rebellion began in February. Hopefully, the fighting will be over soon. But the food shortages, electricity outages, and water supply problems won't go away overnight. Many Libyans, though, view those as minor issues. For example, Dr. Hussein Senoussi. He's a retired physician who lives in the center of Tripoli.
We don't have water for 4 to 6 days, the electricity returned to be normal. Obviously, it is not perfect, but despite that, it is a small price we pay for our freedom.
Dr. Senoussi, 42 years is a long time for a leader to impose himself on a population. Does Gaddafi still instill fear among Libyans?
Well, I think during the 6 months, the people surrounding him wrote on the streets and on the walls, say in favor of him. Within one night or two, you can count 10 times to 20 times more writing against him. So I am very confident that he can do nothing. The Libyan people has been liberated forever.
While you've been looking at the NATO bombings from your house, were you worried at any point, Dr. Senoussi?
No, absolutely not, because my house is situated, let's say, in the center of Tripoli, in Ben Ashur area, near what it used to be American embassy. And we see the plane and the bomb falling, and we are sure that they are very precise and only hitting military target. And when we hear it, we know absolutely. We, as a matter of fact, because of the bad he done to us, we enjoy seeing and hearing what they are.
Dr. Senoussi, you have family, we should note, in the United States. Both of your twin sons are also doctors in Chicago. And we wondered how they might feel looking at all the TV coverage. So we've got your son, Dr. Nizar Senoussi, on the phone with us, too. Nizar, what concerns have most preoccupied you about what's going on in Libya right now?
Well, initially, in the beginning of the revolution, obviously it was frustration and fear and anxiety. But now, right now, at the moment, I could say I'm absolutely 100% relieved.
Are you tempted to go to Libya to help out?
Yes, maybe in the next coming months, possibly. But at the same time, I'm here. I'm basically here on a mission. I've come to the United States to pursue postgraduate medical training. And I think if I bear the course and finish what I came here to do and come back, I'll be much more useful to our society, because we basically see ourselves as the building blocks of Libya, and the youth and the young professionals, we owe it to our country, because now this is where the hard part starts.
And let me turn that question around and put it to your father, Hussein Senoussi. You got your PhD at the University of Alabama and practiced medicine here for a while before going back to Libya. Was it ever tempting in the last 6 months, especially, to leave Libya and get away from the potential danger?
No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, to tell you that my daughter has been born in the United States, in Alabama, and we received a very kind call from the American embassy telling us if she wants to go to the United States. And I asked my daughter and my wife, and we said no, We stay in our home, in our country. We want freedom. We will not flee out. We will stay here, even if we are killed.
You know, we've heard various reports about the rebels' love of the United States. Is that true, or is it kind of wishful thinking here on the part of Americans?
No, it is true. It is true. We like the people and the government of the United States for the help they give us, because we are sure without this help, we would not have succeeded our revolution. And the trick saying that United States and NATO want some economical and geopolitical interest, it is not true. It cannot stand in front of the scientific fact.
Nizar Sanusi, what sort of country do you think will emerge from all of this? Your Libya, what's it going to look like?
My vision of Libya in the future, I see it as a democratic country, with a moderate Islamic mindset. I see it as a very progressive country, and I see it as almost like a bridge between the East and the West. I mean, America, with their like invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan, etc., it's somewhat their reputation has been marred in the Mideast. But I think with what they did with Libya, it kind of mended what happened. I mean, like the impact you have between Arabs and the Americans, I think that's kind of like going to be our bridge, and I think it's going to be the beginning of a prosperous relationship between the West.
And Hussein Sanusi in Tripoli, what do you see coming into the future for Libya?
Oh, it will be, with what happened in Libya now, we will certainly have a democratic, just equality for everybody, opportunity for everybody, and a good relation balanced on interest and on comprehension with all countries who helped us, like United States, Britain, and France. Certainly, I will say to you, the Libyan keep a particular place for America and France. For America, because they started to help us, and for France, because they prevented the bloodshed, which has been almost a few hours, will be done in Benghazi if France will not intervene. So my vision of Libya will be really a democratic, will be a bridge, like my son said, between the old idea and new idea, and we will have cooperation, and we are glad with what happened up till now.
Dr. Hussein Sanusi, a retired doctor in Tripoli, and his son, Dr. Nizar Sanusi, who's in Chicago. Thanks to both of you indeed for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.